Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, an update on the Sports Arena Center. Stay tuned.
Good morning, this is the Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Again, another podcast where we've recently talked about this deal. And it's an exciting deal, actually. It's the one that I'm most excited about, I think, with as far as public works type projects go in San Diego. This is a remake of the Sports Arena site. If anyone knows, if anyone lives in San Diego, any of our listeners, the Sports Arena site is over in Point Loma. It is dated as all get out. I mean, I don't even know when it was built. Maybe in the 70s?
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know when it was built either. But it's old.
It's built almost as a similar, like as a mini LA Forum. It's that same kind of look. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine it was done around that same time. So it could be even older, might even be 60s construction. So this is over in the Midway District. So originally the city, when this deal got proposed, the surplus land around the site, the city basically designated it as surplus, and they approved a project with a developer, and then the state shot it down.
Exactly. And we have a podcast on this. It's not that old. So if you go back probably 3 weeks, I think, let's call it 5 weeks because it's been a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You'll definitely find it. And we go into more details on why it was shut down.
Yeah. I mean, the long and short of it, it's pretty simple. So the way that this is supposed to work, because it's a city-owned property, and the city has been wanting to transform this site for a number of years. So because it approved this plan last year, the plan got scrapped because the state's housing by the state's housing authority, because it wasn't first offered to them to bring out to subsidize housing developers.
Right.
So that was the big issue. So the city council had unanimously approved it, declaring the space around the sports arena as surplus land. And that kickstarted the process to solicit subsidized housing developers now. And so this distinction, they're saying, was necessary to appease the state housing authority. So the state housing authority is now going to have to approve the new plan. It was also welcomed by city council members who said it's an opportunity to create housing for low-income San Diegans. So what's happened is this whole thing now has gone full circle. Now, the original developers, they're out. Or maybe they have shot.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that they basically just subsidize. They're just going to a different developer for the low-income housing portion.
So I'm not sure if that's accurate here. Let me see here what the article says. But and this is an article too that was recently in the UT. The arena right now is called Pechanga Arena. And it's home to the San Diego Gulls and the San Diego Soccers, the indoor soccer league. It is 55 years old. So, and it looks all of 55 years old. It really does. So, yeah. So, the property itself is a large property. It's in the coastal zone. It buffers on some shoreline parks too. You know, it's going to be a nice site. They've had a plan on it since 2018 for this new entertainment district. But one of the issues, too, is that it's in this interesting position between Mission Bay, the airport, Old Town, and the San Diego Beach communities. So they were deciding, too, on what retail to bring in and how they wanted to set it up. As you know, the Qualcomm site, you know, they're doing this Riverwalk and creating this sort of this new you know, park area that's going to be part of it too. So it's going to bring people from the city down there to access the public or open space areas. Okay, so here it is. So Brookfield Properties was the developer who won the bid last year to remake the site. And so they had 2,100 housing units, 590,000 square feet of retail space, and 5 acres of public parks. So now California's Housing Authority, the Department of Housing and Community Development, denied the project in June because it said it violated the state's Surplus Land Act, which would require San Diego to first offer the property to subsidized housing providers that must reserve 25% of housing units for low income. So that's what it's going to be. So 25% of this 2100 number, which who knows if that 2100 number is going to get improved from a density standpoint. So far, the State Department has approved this latest move from San Diego. So, and the public officials around here in San Diego are saying, hey, this is a positive step. The state is now allowing this. So I guess Brookfield is still going to have part of this, like you were saying, Danielle. So so that's a good thing.
So they're just bidding out now the low-income portion of the housing development.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is with this new plan, the overall plan still has to be approved by the state. So right now, conceptually, they're saying, yes, it seems like a go. If the state does approve it, the city will then issue a notice alerting a list of affordable housing developers who will have 60 days to respond with their interest. And then state law says San Diego is then required to engage in a 90-day negotiation period with all interested parties. So if no one responds or the deal cannot be reached, the city can solicit interest from the open market, with developers required to set aside 15% of housing units for low-income families. So it sounds interesting. This is obviously a big site. So some of the affordable advocates are still saying that it doesn't maximize the site for what the affordable density could be. And so they're complaining that it might not be enough. But I'm not sure that everything is set in stone right now as far as density goes. So I think that there will be more to come on this.
Well, and as we know, you know, you can propose one thing and have something completely different be built. So it's just, I think, a little, you know, to be decided.
Yeah. So the cost for this and for the new arena, it's unclear right now. They said that Brookfield's proposal didn't specify a price, but a rival development team lost the bid. Toll Brothers estimated a new stadium would cost somewhere around $300 to $600 million. So that's a pretty large variation there. It said the more expensive estimate was necessary only if the city wants the arena large enough to attract a franchise from either the NBA or the NHL, which I think that would be great. I think if they did a bigger arena, I think they could attract a great franchise here.
So, and I guess that's like, so that's an interesting thing. So it's like, okay, we're still in the process of trying to decide what we want this project to look like.
Yeah.
Like, how big do you want the stadium to be?
Yeah.
We are a long way off from getting anything actually developed. If they can't even decide, the city can't even decide how big they want the stadium to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you know, the arena will continue to operate with who's there now, which is, you know, the Gulls and the Sockers. There's a couple of other offbeat, you know, music acts that kind of roll through San Diego, and they need a bigger space than the outside parks downtown or Humphreys, or sometimes the casinos out east have, you know, arenas.
Have you heard, I mean, the Shell just opened. I don't know if they're calling it the Shell.
Yeah.
But it's, I think, the new project on the marina and the water. So I don't think that the sports arena is probably attracting those acts anymore.
Yeah.
If we have really nice outdoor venues like that coming to San Diego.
And especially now, like during this COVID thing and everything
People
else.
I mean, we're still... Don't want to be inside.
Nobody wants to be, like, you know, shoulder to shoulder in a mosh pit, you know.
No.
So, but, you know, I do think that this is going the right direction. I think that it's going to be a really interesting project. I think it's great for the city of San Diego. San Diego needs a real arena. A city of this size and caliber, it's kind of weird that they don't have one. And it's strange that, in my opinion, there hasn't been more private interest to bring a team here. You know, Seattle just added an NHL team called the Kraken. They start, I think, this year. Las Vegas obviously has added their team. So the NHL is in expansion mode. I think the NBA would look at this market very heavily because, you know, basketball is obviously a very popular sport here in California. And also San Diego State has a great team, so there's a large following for it already. And, you know, frankly, you know, San Diego's a great place. So it's really changing. So I think this will be interesting to see what they come up with. And we'll keep an eye on this. You know, this housing project and the number of units, clearly with the rents that we're seeing and things that are going on, there is a need for some of this affordable housing and more market rate housing. So all good stuff. And we'll keep everyone posted as more information comes out on this when they start getting final approvals. It sounds like that's going to be about 90 days out, something like that. So
60 plus 90.
Yeah, 60 plus 90. So, yeah. So probably, you know, sometime next year.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks for listening today. This is the Southern California Real Estate Report.